Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 3rd, 2010. Israel says will not apologize to Turkey and will not accept an international investigation into the Freedom Flotilla's attack. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Right-wing Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman said on Thursday that Israel will not accept an international investigation into its military attack on the Freedom Flotilla in the international waters on Monday. Lieberman added that Israel is able to carry out an investigation on its own and may accept to have an international monitor only, and added that Israel will not allow the boat Rachel Corrie to arrive to Gaza. Lieberman's comments come in line with statements made by the U.S. President Barack Obama, who suggested an Israeli probe into this deadly attack with an American observer. Rachel Corrie is the seventh boat of the flotilla and is expected to arrive to Gaza shores on Saturday if not intercepted by the Israeli Navy. While Lieberman said that Israel will not apologize to Turkey, the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Obama that Israel risks losing its best friend in the Middle East. Israel has released all the detained members of the flotilla, including the four Palestinian Israelis whose detention was first extended for a few more days. The Israeli court released them on bail today and prevented them to leave the country for 45 days. Sheikh Raed Salah, head of the Islamic movement in Israel, who was among the released four, said an Israeli soldier attempted to assassinate him during the raid on the boat and shot someone else who looks like him. In the meantime, Hanin Zoubi, an Arab member of the Israeli Knesset, who was on board of the Marmara boat, was given a security detail after receiving a number of death threats for being part of the flotilla. Zoubi was also interrupted by some Knesset members on Wednesday who demanded to deport her to the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the Arab foreign ministers who were meeting in Cairo on Wednesday decided to go to the General Assembly of the United Nations regarding the Israeli attack on the humanitarian aid convoy in the Mediterranean. On his part, Dr. Sami Abu Zuhri, spokesperson of Hamas, said this decision is very disappointing, adding that the Arab leaders are escaping their responsibility, which should be focused on lifting the four-year siege imposed on the Gaza Strip by at least permanently opening the Rafah border crossing to allow much-needed supplies to the coastal enclave. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imenc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.